Happy hump day, Patriots. All you MAGA extremist Republicans out there. Hope you're all doing all right. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. We got lots going on. We are less than a month away from the midterms. This is big because that's the beginning of starting to save this great country of ours. Just because we get people elected doesn't mean we won. Still a lot of work to do, but I would get into that. Less than a month away from the midterms. Kind of breaking news. All of you Android users out there, it is official. Dan Scavino just put it out on his Facebook and other social platforms that Truth Social is now officially in the Google Play Store. So if you have an Android phone, get over to Truth Social, download it, make up an account, get your username in, and start using it. All you deplorables out there that should be on Truth Social. It's a great platform. I'm on it. I'm the Great Divide podcast there. I'm a verified account. So just look me up and follow me. Get a Truth Social account now. You have no excuse now. Android users, I'm an Android user. I have Truth Social. Get on there and get on Truth Social. It's free and it's great. A lot of information there that can't be shared on platforms like Instagram and with all the Twitter twits and Facebook. Although, listen, I got to say, Facebook has not, knock on wood, I don't want to say it. They've been, haven't been messing with me. Haven't been removing any of my shows or any of my content. We've been all right. As a matter of fact, my Facebook page blew up this weekend. I went from Friday, I hit 33,000 followers, and today I hit 36,000 followers. So since Friday, I gained a little more than 3,000 followers. So thanks for everybody that's following, and do me a favor, hit the share button. It's the best thing you can do so we can get the message out, conservative values out, beat the conservative hating algorithms there on Facebook. Just hit the share button. Share it in a group that you might be in. Just share. Hit the like button. Comment. The chats are open. I see people. I see Jersey. I see Chicago. I see Texas, Florida. I see a lot of people in the chats. We're live on Getter. We're live on Rumble. We're live on Cloud Hub. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku Internet Television. If you have Internet TV, you have Roku, go over to your Roku device or Roku compatible smart TV. Download Patriot Podcast Network. It's free. There's about 25 or so podcasts on there, including mine. You can watch right in your living room. No censorship. I own the network. I'm not throwing anybody off it. And a lot of shows on there you won't find on YouTube. So anyway, Truth Social in the Google Store. Download it and get your Truth Social account. Comment on there on my social media somewhere, or hit me up on Truth Social and comment somewhere, hey, I followed you, so I know you came over to the truth side of Truth Social as an Android user. And if you have an iPhone, you've had an iPhone this whole time and you're not on Truth Social, get on it. You have no excuse. Stop the BS and get on it and follow me, the Great Divide Podcast. So anyway, more garbage today. Apparently, you know, and even a public figure, whoever you are, you cannot have an opinion, whether you agree with the opinion or not. You can't say it because you will get sued, because they will publicize and politicize a tragedy so they can shut down people with opposing political opposition. For example, Alex Jones. I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. I often wish I had a jar that said, you know, oh, Alex Jones was right, because I'd probably be rich. He is right about a lot of things. He does sensationalize a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes he's off the wall, sometimes he's not. I listen to him. I watch him. Not every day. I call myself a fan, but he does. I do enjoy a lot of his show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to have an opinion in this country whether people don't believe it or not. People have some extreme opinions on about a lot of things. I have friends that have extreme opinions on 9/11. You have extreme opinions about everything, whether it's a school shooting, whatever it is. Unfortunately, today, a Connecticut jury in his defamation case with Sandy Hook, I find completely ridiculous. The jury ordered Alex Jones to pay $965 million to eight, I believe it's eight Sandy Hook families. Oh, and a piece of garbage FBI agent that got in on the lawsuit for defamation, who responded to the scene, didn't lose a child in Sandy Hook, but responded to the horrific scene, got in on the lawsuit, and apparently his award out of that $965 million is garbage FBI agent who's now cashing in is, whether they see any of the money or not, it remains to be seen, is being awarded $90 million out of that $965 million. An FBI agent, piece of shit. But the FBI as a whole is a corrupt organization. We know that. Oh, did I say that? Are they going to come kicking down my door? Who knows? So Alex Jones. So you can't, apparently, no matter how big you are or small you are with defamation. Is it defamation? I mean, to me, it's a stretch. I think this is all political to shut down someone who has a tremendous platform. That's all it is. And it's unfortunate that these families want to profit off their children's deaths. That's what really sickens me. Because no amount of money is going to make it easier to deal with the loss of your child. It shouldn't anyway. Oh, and now all of a sudden you're a millionaire. You get $120 million out of that. One of the families is getting $120 million. That's life-changing money. $1 million is life-changing money to a lot of middle-class Americans, okay? So what? You're going to have $120 million. Are you going to give it all to charities? Doubtful. I mean, let's face it. You get $120 million. You're going to do stuff with it. You're going to buy toys. You're going to buy a house. You're going to live the life of luxury on the coattails of your dead kid because Alex Jones said something you didn't agree with that maybe was wrong to say, but that's a matter of opinion. What did Alex Jones say? He said apparently that Sandy Hook was a hoax. There are still people today that believe that, that make videos about it, that talk about it. None of them are being sued. None of them are being sued. To this day, there is plenty of content out there on YouTube, on other platforms that say Sandy Hook was a hoax. Me, I don't believe it. I'm just saying that this is what's being said. It's a matter of opinion, but people are out there saying it, but Alex Jones gets sued when it ordered to pay $50 million in one place, $965 million in another place. So what are we, $1 billion, which they're not going to see that money. Alex Jones is not dishing out $1 billion in defamation suits. I truly believe that InfoWars is not going out of business, is not going to be deplatformed, is not going to go. It's just not going to go away. It's not. But if it does, if InfoWars and Alex Jones's platform goes away, goes bankrupt and can't afford to broadcast anymore and goes away, which I do not think will happen and I don't want to happen, the void's going to be filled by other people. Like, what do they just think? If they deplatform me tomorrow, and I will find a way to come back because it's happened already. But there's someone else that's going to fill the void. You know, it's just a matter of, oh, you've been deplatformed. You know, oh, you lost 100,000 followers. You lost 1 million followers. You have to get them back. They'll find you. If they like listening to you, they'll find you. You know, I had one page that went dormant because Facebook restricted it so much. I had almost 30,000 followers there and it got so shadow banned that nobody saw it anymore. Have a new one. It's wide open, high engagement. I share stuff, it gets 1,000 shares. You people comment like crazy all the time, every day. I work hard to try to bring memes and some comedy into it to lighten the load of the nefarious shit that's going on in America because of the disgusting left. And I work hard to try to bring the entertainment. I have this platform because I like to talk. I like to talk about what's going on. I'm not a paid actor. I don't make $1 million doing this podcast. It started out as a hobby and now it's like a full-time job where I like looking at the news every day and talking about it and engaging and interacting with like-minded patriots like all of you. I mean, that's what I love to do. And I've met so many people doing this. And it's interesting because I never thought this would happen, that when I go out in public, people actually recognize me and say, hey, you have the podcast. And I'm like, maybe I do. It depends. Do they have a knife on them? Are they looking to stab me to death? Or are they a supporter? I haven't run into really any haters in public. Get plenty online. Get plenty of hate mail. Hate email. I don't care because I don't care what people think of me. Nobody's going to take anything away from me. I've been blessed. I'm self-employed. I own businesses and I I do what I do, and I finance this whole podcast thing. You know, I sponsor myself. You know, I own a cigar company, mypatriotcigars.com. If you're into cigars, go to mypatriotcigars.com. You can get 15% off with this promo code cigar15. I'm a huge cigar guy and a cigar nut. So if you like cigars, there's gift cards on there you can get for someone who might be a cigar lover in your family or a friend, and it's a nice gift. So, you know, it's a conservative-owned business. I'm starting to now going to get set up with some veteran companies to veteran organizations to support them, and hopefully some cigar organizations that give cigars to deployed service members of the military. So I'm working on getting involved in that. So I'm not here selling advertising space on my podcast for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm doing this because the messaging is important. Okay. Our values are important. Saving America is important. And I do this. I can't do this without all of you, because you're all sharing and listening, and it's amazing. Hit the share button if you haven't yet. But, you know, do I worry about legal action against me if I share an opinion? And to be honest with you, I don't. Yeah, you know, someone wants to sue me for something. Well, that's what the courts are for, and we'll see what happens. Again, you're not going to take anything away from me. It's just not going to happen. So we got Alex Jones, unfortunately, who is now ordered to pay $965 million. I hope he appeals it. I hope he doesn't have to pay anything. I'm sure he'll have to pay something. I believe the $50 million lawsuit that they ordered him to pay, there's a limit on that. So I don't think he has to pay that anyway. From what I heard, out of the $50 million, he may only have to pay five. Oh, only $5 million for an opinion, by the way, for an opinion. It's really crazy. If you're just joining us, remember, big news. Truth Social is now in the Google Play Store, which they banned at first. Hopefully it lasts there. Get in while you can and download it for your Android phone. They're not a sponsor of the show. I just love the platform. I love Truth Social. They were nice enough to verify my account. You know, Twitter hates me. They'll never verify me. Instagram, they nuked my main account with 8,000 followers and said, screw you. Didn't even give me a reason. And, you know, we're just trolling along here, trying to use social media as a tool to get the messaging out as much as possible so we can save America and get the right people in office to protect us and uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, because that's what it's about. And again, we're less than a month away from the midterms, and it's important to get these America First candidates elected. There's a lot of dark money going around. Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are pieces of garbage. They're rhinos. They are willfully, I believe, trying to sabotage the elections of America First candidates because they don't want to lose the majority within the party of rhino establishment idiots. And they want the rhinos and establishment obviously want Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House, which unfortunately will probably happen. But again, it's important for us, and I feel like a broken record, to get involved. If you're not at this point getting involved, calling your board of elections, becoming election workers, becoming poll watchers, becoming ballot counters, becoming precinct captains, whatever you have to do, canvassing for the right candidates, working the phones for the right candidates, because when we get them elected, it doesn't end. We have to keep our foot on their necks, on the necks of those we got elected, to make sure they're going to do the job we put them in there to do. It's very important. It's a different world. It's a different game. It's all, we got this guy elected and then that's it. We won. No, we didn't win. We don't win until we see the change. We don't win until we see the progress. We don't win until we see these leftist, disgusting, nefarious policies and bullshit go away or start to go away. That's just truth. FBI crime report came out for 2021. Okay. And first of all, it's an incomplete report because there is missing crime data, murder stats, actually, from New York City Police Department, Los Angeles Police Department, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, I believe the Phoenix Police Department. Very interested. Democrat-run areas are not upholding, not divulging all of their crime statistics to the FBI for the federal FBI crime report for 2021, because obviously they don't want it politicized anymore, that Democrats love criminals and love crime and support it with cashless bail and horrible, lawless, loving policies. That's what Democrats do. Go find me a Democrat city that has a low crime rate. For every Democrat city you have a low crime rate, I'll give you $100. How's that? Prove it to me, because you won't be able to. But what also is interesting is in this crime report that the FBI puts out, they say that more, and this happened last year too, I believe, more people have been beaten to death with fists and feet than killed with semi-automatic rifles, than killed with the big bad AR-15 that the left, like, you know, Beto O'Rourke wants to take away from you, the soy boy out of Texas running against Governor Abbott. He wants to take away your AR-15s. Joe Biden wants your AR-14s. And now the FBI, well, maybe they should put everybody in mittens or straitjackets and, I don't know, yeah, just put big rubber soles on your shoes, because according to the FBI, more people have been beaten to death with fists and feet than killed with rifles, AR-15s and things like that. But remember, when the school shooting happens, because the psycho 17-year-old from a broken home who the FBI knew about and law enforcement knew about and had every opportunity to institute the red flag laws that they had in that state that they didn't use, they're going to just blame it on the gun. That we should just take the guns away, not the mental illness and the sickos that are doing the shooting. No, that's okay. That the FBI or local law enforcement knew about, right? Okay. So the FBI's uniform crime report shows that, again, more people were beaten with fists and feet in 2021 than were killed with rifles. 447 people were killed, according to this report, with rifles, while 461 people were killed with personal weapons, such as hands, fists, feet, and etc. Not a big difference, but still a difference. There's still more people. Still more people got killed to death by hands and getting beat up in other ways than, which they're labeling as personal weapons, then killed with rifles. And a year ago, there was it showed 454 people were killed with rifles in 2020, while 657 were killed with personal weapons, again, which is defined by the FBI as hands, fists, and feet. So last year was a bigger margin. So, you know, in 2019, I'll add this because I see it here on my other screen. There was a similar outcome in 2019 when 375 people were killed with rifles and 639 were killed with, again, personal weapons, hands, fists, and feet. All right, so we need a hands, fist, and feet ban in America. You know, maybe when you get convicted of beating somebody to death with your hands and your feet, we need to chop them off. You can't have hands and feet anymore. You know, you can't. We want a gun. We're going to ban guns. Well, we might have to cut your hands and feet off too, because, you know, you beat someone to death. So that's the big argument with gun control again, and again, this is the third year in a row, although the margin did slim down a little bit, that people are getting beat to death more than they are getting shot with semi-automatic rifles. The left doesn't want to hear that. They don't want to talk about that. They just want to sue Alex Jones for millions and millions of dollars, leftist attorneys that are making a shit ton of money, and tell you that guns are bad and that we should not have them because we should not be able to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government under the Second Amendment, right? They want to just make the Second Amendment go away. And that's a fact. When a Democrat says we don't want to take your guns, they're so full of shit. They do want to take your guns. They do. They want to give you, you know, they want to dole out ammunition and price you out of buying it. Oh, you can't buy more than this amount of bullets, and you have to register to do it, and we're going to price it so high and tax things so high that you're not going to be able to afford it, because we hate, as Democrats, we hate the middle class, and we're trying to get rid of you all anyway. So you're dependent on the government, and you own nothing and eat the bugs. So, you know. Okay. In other news, Joey Bag of Donuts, Joe Biden, the White House is preparing for Joe Biden's 80th birthday in November. Joe Biden is turning 80 in November. He's turning 80 in November. There is a stark difference between Joe Biden at 80 and Donald Trump was only 5 years younger at 75. First of all, they're preparing. What are they going to do for his birthday? Are they going to pin the diaper on the geriatric? Are they going to play games in the Rose Garden? I can't even talk. We're going to pin the diaper on the geriatric in the Rose Garden at 3 o'clock. We're going to have drag queen bingo at 4 o'clock because Sleepy Joe has to be in bed by 5:30. Well, we'll feed him some applesauce. Maybe if somebody cuts up his steak, he can eat it a little bit. And then he's got to go to bed. He's got his nap time. He's got to go to bed and maybe sit in front of the fireplace in the Oval Office if they allow him to do any business in the Oval Office and not his fake studio that he seems to keep him in, which is, again, bizarre. So the White House, yes, is quietly preparing for Joe Biden's birthday. And this actually marks the first president in office to reach the age of 80 in American history. We've never had a president reach the age of 80 while in office. So, again, how are they going to handle this big milestone birthday? He was born November 20th, 1942. And his birthday, I think that's on a Sunday. He spent his birthday in 2021 in Delaware. But it looks like he may be in D.C. this year. Again, are they going to, they going to have a big party? Are they going to have a cake? Like, I want to know what they're going to do for this guy's for his 80th birthday. They're going to make a big deal out of it. The left wing media is going to immediately the day of it's Joe Biden's birthday. Let's sing happy birthday. Maybe they'll do a virtual kumbaya birthday song with all the tranny influencers that they brought in to try to, when they were trying to sell the COVID vaccine to celebrate for Joe Biden's birthday, you should prepare and get vaccinated. Yeah. But you might die from sudden death syndrome. So yeah, who said that? Stop it. Damn it. It's the best way to prepare for a hurricane is to get vaccinated. Yeah. So maybe for the 80th birthday, he'll talk more about how big bad Vladimir Putin, his best friends with Trump apparently, is gonna, launch nukes at people. Please. Just stop. And I said it before, if they're going to do a nuclear holocaust, we're going to have a nuclear Armageddon. I just hope that the nuclear strikes are equitable and diverse, as equitable and diverse as what Kamala Harris wants to do with doling out the FEMA, the federal hurricane aid to people in Florida, because, it needs to be equitable and diverse. Same with the nuclear strikes. How about that? I wonder if Ashley Biden and Hunter Biden is going to be at the birthday party. So with that, I have some videos too we're going to play. I have one of Sleepy Joe being asked about from a CNN reporter about his exclusive interview about his age, which as soon as I get it up, I will play it. Get it up. I know what you're thinking. Shut up. All right. So here's this is CNN talking to Joe about his questions about his age and his thinking about running for re-election in 2024, which he says he wants to because he knows he could beat Trump again. Biden says, I know I could beat Trump again. Okay, slow down, high speed. Here we go.
Voters have been watching you. Democratic voters approve of the job you're doing. Democratic voters overwhelmingly like you. But one poll shows that almost two-thirds of Democratic voters want a new nominee in 2024. And the top reason they gave was your age. So what's your message to Democrats who like you, who like what you've done, but are concerned about your age and the demands of the job?
Well, they're concerned about whether or not I can get anything done. Look what I've gotten done. Name me a president in recent history who's gotten as much done as I have in the first 2 years.
What has he gotten
done?
Not
a joke. You may not like what I got done, but the vast majority of the American people do like what I got done. And so it's a matter of, can you do the job? And I believe I can do the job. I've been able to do the job. I've gotten more done. I got the inflation reduction. I got all these pieces of legislation passed. And I ran on that. I said this is what I was going to do. And I'm still getting it done. We've got, you know, dealing with, you know, making sure the veterans get compensated for the for
burn pits.
The burn pits. Making sure that we're in a situation
thing,
where
there
we finally
a lot
have
of
action on
nonsense
guns.
With
and
that.
By the way, I'm going to get an assault weapons ban. Before this is over, I'm going to get that again. Not a joke.
Going to take your guns,
and
people.
Watch. And so I just think there's a, you know, it's a matter of, has anybody done more in the first 2 years of their administration?
Yes.
For a guy who was, they've been saying this about my age for since I began to run. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah,
you know.
Because you're an old
fuck. Will you come work out with me in the morning?
Anytime. Anytime.
God.
Big question, of course, is when you're going to make an official announcement about what.
So there you go. There you go. Is he going to make an official announcement? Who knows? He's probably going to. It's going to be interesting to see what the Democratic Party actually does. Are they going to rally around this guy and figure who else do we have? They're not going to put up Kamala. They're not going to put up Mayor Pete, I don't think. Mayor Pete is completely useless. Pete Buttplug Buttigieg is useless. Kamala Harris is useless. What did Joe Biden do in the first 2 years of his presidency? His own, I wish I still had that video up. I played it a few episodes ago. His own former press secretary, Jen Psaki, circle back Psaki, with her hair all did, because now she's a big, you know, on MSNBC, and she's going to have a show or anchor something or be a host to be a useless waste of oxygen, as she already is. But she did say that if this election is a referendum on Joe Biden and his accomplishments in the first 2 years of his presidency, then the Democrats will lose their majorities that they have. Jen Psaki said it herself. Democrats do not want Joe Biden to come and rally with them and campaign with them, because the phrase has been said that Joe Biden is toxic to campaigns. Democrats want nothing to do with him. So who are they going to get to run for president as a Democrat? And I'm sure people are going to eat him alive and attempt to primary him. I mean, Hillary Clinton says she's not going to run. I don't know if I believe it. Gavin Newsom apparently says he doesn't want to run. I don't necessarily believe it. People are speculating, high-profile people, too, are saying that maybe Michelle Obama is going to be the front runner to run. I don't think she's going to do it, because I think the Obamas are in a good position to not live in the White House, to be on Martha's Vineyard, to control the Democratic Party with his jogging suit, sitting in the basement, and with Susan Rice as his plant, as the in-between, because I believe that's what happens now. And I don't see Michelle Obama, because Barry Obama is not, I don't think he wants to be the first gentleman. I don't think they want to move back in the White House and be in the limelight. I think they have it better now in the position that they're in. I truly believe Barack Obama is in the top tier of leadership in the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is not running anything. He's not running the country, not running his administration, and he is certainly not running the Democratic Party. It's going to be quite interesting. Tell me what you think. I want to know what you think. Comment. Tell me what you think about who's going to run as a Democrat. Are they going to rally around Joe Biden and just run with the narrative that he beat Donald Trump once, he could beat him again, when we know, you know, well, yeah, the election was stolen. So Where are we going to be at with that? Now, take this stark contrast with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, 75 years old. He just did two back-to-back rallies, Arizona, Nevada, in 110, whatever it was, degree weather, okay? The people that surround him, and I got this from inside information, they were supposed to have rallies every weekend, like Friday, I think Saturday, Sunday, up until the election. Every weekend. In a different place with endorsed candidates and America First candidates traveling with him. Not Donald Trump. His people needed a breather for a weekend to regroup. Donald Trump was like, all right, what do we got planned for next weekend? What rallies are we doing next weekend? 75 years old, ready to go. He doesn't sleep, lives on McDonald's, drinks Diet Coke, does not sleep. And I know that from people that talk to him daily, who I've heard it from, who talk to him weekly, who I've heard it from. He does not sleep. He catches sleep here and there. He's looking. He knows everybody's names. He's researching. He's glued to the news. Donald Trump is 75 years old, and he is nonstop. He's a machine. And that comes from not being a waste of a life politician his whole life and being a crude and shrewd businessman moving and shaking. So I always struggle with this age restriction on running for political office. You have Joe Biden, who is going to be 80, but for the past 2-3 years since he's been president, you have seen his mental abilities just decline. He's on this cognitive decline to who knows where, okay? And then you have someone like Donald Trump, who when he ran, he was 70 years old, or 71 years old, he ran, he again was nonstop, and he's still nonstop. You typically when you see a president leave office, they want a break. They want to calm down. They want to just regroup and enjoy family and do whatever it is they do. Worry about when they're going to start building their presidential library, which they will have to build. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump never stopped. He never stopped. If anything, he intensified. Okay? He set up Mar-a-Lago. He's working. He's got his office. He's doing rallies. He's doing, fundraising and PACs, and he's in it to win it for America first. But again, I will say, and I agree, Trump is the man to run in 2024. I really believe that, and I hope in 2 years. He's 75 years old now. He'll be 77. And I hope he's still in 2 years the same Donald Trump he is right now. Because now remember, if he is 77 or whatever, 78, he'll have 4 years. He'll be another 80-year-old president. I personally, after this, I do not want to see another 80-year-old president. But again, Donald Trump, I believe, will be a different 80 years old. He's a different 75 years old than Joe Biden. You can't compare the two. We all have that old person in our family that is sharp as a tack and would run circles around 40-year-olds in the family. It's a fact. At 80, 86, 84, whatever it is. You're talking about being the leader of the free world. But again, and I say this a lot, one man is not going to save this country. One person is not going to save this country. We the people are going to save this country, period. Period. We are. We need the right people. We need the right people in Congress. We need the right people in the Senate, in the House. But one person is not going to win it. We all have to get in the fight and win it. And I'll tell you something else, because this is the next thing I wanted to talk about. Tulsi Gabbard. This is what annoys me about conservatives. One, conservatives have a hard time sticking together on a lot of issues. Where Democrats, no matter what the issue is, they'll stick together. They're very tactful in their evil, nefarious ways. We need to step up our game and do the same thing. Kanye West made his comments on Tucker Carlson, and everybody was like, oh, look at Kanye West. Let's kiss his ass. Blah. I don't give two shits about Kanye West and what he says. Oh, great. He's pro-life. Oh, great. Whatever else he said. Does it really fucking matter what Kanye West says? Does it really matter what Tulsi Gabbard says? And all of a sudden she says she's not a Democrat anymore. Let me tell you something. Tulsi Gabbard was an extreme leftist. She was raised by leftists. She is a leftist. She politicked as a leftist. And her voting record has always been atrocious. And she gets on talking about, the old Democrats who wanted limited guns. I'm sorry, but it's a distraction. She's not becoming a Republican. She's not going to, maybe she'll be an independent. And if she says she's going to be a Republican, we don't want her. Don't believe her. There's the door. Go shit in your hat, Tulsi Gabbard. I don't care what you have to say. I'm not interested. Oh, you're leaving the Democratic Party? Great. Don't really care. All of a sudden, this week, a month to the midterms. She's announcing she's leaving the Democratic Party. Why now? Why? When nothing has changed for the Democratic Party since even before Joe Biden was president. They've always been shit. They've always been shit. And they just get worse every year, every minute, every day, every month, every week. Something else shitty comes out of the Democratic Party. And we're going to sit here in conservatives and clog up the news with Kanye West and Tulsi Gabbard because they had some cool sound bites. They could both kiss my ass. I don't care. And if you care, well, you know what? You can care, but honestly, I think, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody, I'm not sorry. You're a moron if you care. If you care what Tulsi Gabbard is saying, look at her voting record. We don't need her as a politician, as a Republican. And she had her chance. She's had her chance plenty of times. Why now? I think it's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. She says she can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that is now under complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms. They're hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. I agree with every single thing she said. Every single thing she said. But I don't believe that's her talking, number one. And number two, why now? Because everything she just said, the Democratic Party has been doing since before Obama. The weaponizing of federal agencies, the anti-police, wanting to take away our God-given freedoms, racializing everything, exploiting minority communities for votes. What? So all the, she can no longer, she was able to tolerate because she was a leftist. Now all of a sudden she just woke up one day. I can no longer tolerate what the Democrats have been doing. Long time where I could have, when it first started, maybe when people started waking up in the Obama era, okay, maybe even before that, maybe then I'd say, you know what? Good for you, Tulsi. But now, fuck off. You're garbage. Tulsi Gabbard is garbage. Her voting record speaks for itself. Her politics speak for itself. And I am not going to budge from that. I will not. Oh, by the way, can you hit the share button? Anyway, let's get into Arizona a little bit. Carrie Lake and her ridiculous opponent, Katie Hobbs, which, by the way, just refuses to debate, refuses to be in the same room with Carrie Lake. Hold on, I need a drink. Ugh. Refuses. And she says that she thinks that Carrie Lake will talk over her and spews lies. I have a couple videos. Katie Hobbs was caught on a surveillance video talking about how she doesn't want to talk about politics and policies to people that she doesn't know. Well, you're running for the governor of Arizona. You should be willing and able and okay with talking about policy and politics to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to talk about it with you running who you want their vote from. You should be debating your opponent. Everyone should have to debate their opponent. I'm sorry, but there needs to be laws, election laws made that if you're running for a local or public office and it's a contested election, you must commit and there must be at least three debates before voting starts. Because now that we have voting season with early voting, you have Fetterman and Oz. Fetterman agreed to a a debate finally with all this special needs stuff because he's retarded Shrek. Oh, he had a stroke. We have to feel sorry for him. Oh, you don't like the word retarded? I really don't care because that's what he is. He loves criminals. He loves drugs. He loves everything that is wrong with society. And he can barely blurt out a paragraph. And I'm not a fan of Dr. Oz, but he is the nominee and we need the chips. We have to stack chips in DC, people. So get off your asses. If you're in a place where you I don't really like this Republican, what are you going to sit home? You're going to sit home and not vote and let a Democrat win like a moron? No, it's stack the chips time, people. Stack the chips in DC. We have a better shot. Not, I don't like this Democrat. I'm not going to go out and vote. I'm going to sit home like an idiot. No, because that's exactly what you are. You're an asshole for doing that. Get out and vote. Stack the chips in DC. That's what we need. Just do it. Enough. I don't want to hear excuses from people. I'm tired of it. Oh, but I don't like Dr. Oz. I didn't want him to win his primary, but guess what? He did. He did Pennsylvania. So what? You might not like Dr. Oz. Oh, because he's a millionaire. Oh, because he has 8 houses. Oh, because they were making videos about him. I don't care. I don't care. You want John Fetterman? John Fetterwoman, as he likes to talk himself? You want him? Because you want him if you sit home and not vote. You want Katie Hobbs in Arizona if you sit home and not vote for Carrie Lake because you think Carrie Lake might have a big mouth. Because you, even as a Republican, there are Republicans out there that think it was a perfectly fair election in 2020. That's their opinion. That's their opinion. Don't agree with it. There are Republicans that are like, well, Carrie Lake is an election denier. I don't really know if I want an election denier running my state. As a Republican saying that, you're an idiot because you want Katie Hobbs running your state. Okay. It's not just important that we get Republicans in the majority in D.C. It's important that we change the governors of the states to Republican and conservatives. Because if we have Democrat-run states, that crime is going to overflow into your Republican-run state. Oh, you're going to have a Democrat mayor? Well, that crime is going to spill over into your township that has a Republican mayor or a Republican town council. Look at the big picture and enough with the tunnel vision bullshit. So Katie Hobbs, she was, I'm going to bring up first the... So she did a interview on, I think it's MSNBC. I forget this woman's name, but some moron. Basically, they're talking about election deniers and how dangerous they are and that she will not debate or be in a same room, a town hall with Carrie Lake because she's basically saying she's afraid of her. And this is the and the MSNBC host is feeding into this and supporting her, obviously, because, you know, it's legacy left-leaning media. But just watch this. You can decide for yourself.
It's very good to see you. You have refused to take part in the loan debate with Carrie Lake, giving her 30 minutes to present her ideas without any pushback. You've said you don't want to participate in a spectacle. But how is it productive to give her a platform where she will not be challenged?
Well, I think you said it yourself in the intro that that all three top Republicans are election deniers. How do you debate someone who refuses to accept the truth, who doesn't live in facts?
You debate them.
And it doesn't do any service to the voters in terms of deciding, looking at the contrast between us and how we're going to govern if all she's going to do is shout over me, interrupt me, and spew lies. And in fact,
she's just speculating that would happen.
Also giving me the same format that Carrie Lake has. So she certainly will not go unanswered. We've looked for opportunities for formats where I can talk directly to voters. They can hear directly from me without the spectacle that Carrie Lake is going to create. And we're going to have the same opportunity here that she is as well.
You know, fear. The problem of election denial is a national problem now. 60% of Americans are going to have an election denier on the ballot this.
I had to pause it for a second. You hear what she just said? Being an election denier is dangerous. It's dangerous to be an election denier. But they forget about the election deniers in the 2016 election when Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton was a big election denier. Left-leaning media, they were all election deniers. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jamie Raskin, quite a few others who tried to protest the certification of the election, and then sitting Joe Biden, vice president, president of the overseer of the certification, said, you don't have an argument. You're not even doing it the right way. They weren't even doing it the right way. They were all election deniers. Stacey Abrams, a big election denier. The current White House press secretary, KJP, Karina Jean-Pierre, she's an election denier. She says Stacey Abrams won. She said something about Trump not being a legitimate president. All of these left-leaning talking heads all said the same thing about Donald Trump being an illegitimate president. Members of Congress, an illegitimate president, election deniers. But it's dangerous to be an election denier if you deny an election that they say a Democrat won. So, yeah, okay. Here we go.
Of the 552 Republican nominees running for office, 200 have fully denied the legitimacy of the 2020 election.
Because it was illegitimate.
How concerning is that for Arizona, where, of course, the centerpiece of the 2020 campaign denial was in that, so-called forensic study.
Because they cheated.
After the 2020 election.
The so-called forensic study, I like how you put that. No, it is, absolutely concerning. And, this is part of a concerted effort, a coordinated attack on our democracy, on Americans' freedom to vote. These sham audits that you pointed out, the
sham audits.
Election deniers now in positions to actually hold office. Some of them already do. Trump is putting people up to run for office and be in positions of power to change the rules.
Who want
to
save America
the voters.
From cheating.
This is free and fair elections on the line. Democracy's on the ballot in 2022.
Free and fair elections.
Should you be focusing more on this election denialism issue?
You should.
As you go through this campaign, you've been endorsed by Adam Kinzinger. You've been supported by Liz Cheney. You haven't appeared with your own home state Democratic senators, to my knowledge, to our knowledge.
She had to throw in that she was endorsed by two Republicans who are on the January 6th committee, who voted to impeach Donald Trump, who both are not returning to Congress, who are shunned by the Republican Party. They're not Republicans. They're shit. Liz Cheney's a warmonger. It's amazing what they had to put in.
Oh, you were endorsed by Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney
because that's a Democrat tour. Look, two Republicans have endorsed this sick Democrat running for governor in Arizona.
Oh, that has to mean something. No, it means nothing. It means nothing to us because Republicans are,
it's so stupid. All right, it's all good. Well, so let's finish it.
Why is that?
We're absolutely focusing on this issue. It comes up in every engagement I have. But Arizonans, they know
which
what's
isn't
at
many.
Stake, but they also want to move on. We have real issues we're facing. The things I'm talking to Arizonans about, our state's water crisis, fixing our neglected public education system, protecting reproductive health care, those are the issues that
killing
Arizonans
babies.
Want their next governor to focus on. And they absolutely know that I'm going to continue to stand up for the integrity of our elections and protect their freedom to vote.
Katie Hobbs.
All right. Protect our freedom to vote. Where anywhere in this country can someone please tell me where our protections and our freedom to vote are compromised? Can someone explain that to me? Because I'm pretty sure we have elections and everybody who's a legal citizen can vote, although they want illegals to vote. I mean, the Colorado Secretary of State accidentally sent out 30,000 voter cards to illegal immigrants to try to get them to vote, and then walked it back and said it was a mistake. It was a mistake that we tried to get
30,000 illegal immigrants in Colorado, illegal aliens in Colorado, who broke the law to come here to vote. Gavin Newsom wants to give them all signed into law that they could all get driver's licenses. And what's a question at just about every DMV in the country? Are you registered to vote? Check this box. We can help you register. How many are going to slip through the cracks and possibly get registered to vote? Katie Hobbs, she all the engagements she has, she's not speaking to anybody. Nobody wants, she's reproductive rights, murdering babies. We need to murder babies. It's reproductive health. No, it's not. It's murdering babies. Stop it. Rape and incest. Look at the numbers and how many people, how many abortions are from rape and incest. Look at the numbers. It's below like 1 in 7% respectively, where over 90% of them are elective because it's just not socially good for them or financially good. You know what? I can't feed this extra mouth. We got to go kill it. We got to kill it. A Democrat member of Congress even said it. I forget her name. She said, well, you know, they have to figure out the mouth, if they can afford another mouth to feed in their family. So that should be a big Republican, a big Democrat rather, talking point and campaign slogan is, if you can't feed it, kill it. Well, maybe you should have kept your legs closed in the first place. This misogynistic piece of shit on this podcast. Yeah, that's me. I don't really care what you call me. You're going to call it to me anyway, so it really doesn't make a difference. Call me whatever you want. So Project Veritas, it's great. This is so great. They got her on this Katie Hobbs on video talking about how she doesn't want to speak to anybody about that. Speak to anybody she doesn't know about politics. She completely locked. She locked herself in a bathroom and she was confronted by, excuse me, an investigative journalist at Project Veritas. So I actually have to find that video, which actually I might have screwed up on this one. I will, just give me 1 second. You know, it's not easy when you have you're producing your own show and doing everything. I have it here. I'm gonna get it right now, because this was an important video to watch, because it shows it really shows the, hold on 1 second. So, okay. Sorry about that, people. Again, I forgot to download it. It was my error. This is it's a great video. We're going to watch it now. And this is Project Veritas. This is R.C. Maxwell. He's the investigative reporter. I've met him a bunch of times in New York, and they're very thorough. And he confronted Katie Hobbs, asking her questions about her refusal to debate Carrie Lake on things she said on a hidden video that they videoed her in a restaurant talking about how she did not want to talk again about politics with people she didn't know. So let me pull this up. Here we go.
They're now both currently hiding in bathrooms.
Oh my God. Didn't mean to scare you there. R.C. Maxwell, Project Veritas, asked a brief question about the statement that he made. Oh, just a soda. Are you going to clean that up or just leave that here for the business? I just wanted to ask you about the comments you made on undercover footage regarding having a disdain for discussing politics now. Do you recall that, Senator Hobbs? You kind of talked about how you don't like to discuss policy, you don't like to debate. Just wanted to know if that is...
Why won't you talk to the media?
I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk politics to anyone who I don't know.
You've been talking to me about discussing her disdain for policy.
Look at her running.
She's going inside of a restroom. She ran. Secretary Hobbs has ran. She doesn't want to discuss policy with me.
I would love nothing more than the opportunity to have a substantive conversation about the issue.
You want to talk about comments Ms. Hobbs have made on camera?
Spokesperson doesn't want to talk.
Your candidate is currently hiding. You don't own this restaurant. She's currently hiding in that restroom. You want to talk to me about a statement your candidate has made on camera?
He's a spokesman, isn't he?
You talked about running from a debate. They're now both currently hiding in bathrooms. Mr. Wolf was here to save her. Now he's hiding in a bathroom. Secretary Hobbs is... Oh, he's out of the bathroom. Mr. Wolf is out of the bathroom.
We're going to leave. There's a car right here.
Considering your campaign drives around with an AR-15, don't you think rules for thee, but not for me, is problematic for someone running for state office?
Would Katie support something like an assault weapons ban?
If she could, yeah. I mean, the problem is that's a federal issue, right? There's nothing she could do about it.
Right.
AR-15 in the car. Right? Yeah, obviously, like
advocating for it publicly, which is really more impactful once you're governor.
The car's locked, Ms. Hobbs. Secretary Hobbs, ladies and gentlemen, running from a Project Veritas action reporter, doesn't want to discuss policy.
I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk politics with anyone who I don't know.
I don't want to talk politics with anyone I don't know. That is someone running for governor of a very, very large state. Does not want to talk about politics with anyone she doesn't know. How does that compute? How do you survive that running in a major campaign? I mean, her campaign is tremendous. Her opponent is tremendous. How does she escape that? Knocking soda over. Just a complete disaster. And she wants to talk about election deniers. She wants to talk about how they're dangerous, how Carrie Lake is going to speak over her and lie. She doesn't want to engage with anybody. Arizona water shortage and murdering babies is her top priority. Which, you know, Arizona and they have a water shortage. Yeah, it's a priority. How about the border? How about the border situation in Arizona? You know? No debate. Running from the media, you know, Project Veritas, they're labeled as, you know, a horrible media source by the left. Meanwhile, they uncover things like, you know, teachers that are trying to indoctrinate students and you know, education institutions that will only hire liberal teachers and will discriminate against conservative teachers and will do that in questioning processes while they're in the hiring process. So, yeah. But hey, you know, let's talk about election deniers. We have issues with our elections. It's obvious. But we're the bad people if we talk about election irregularities or election fraud. And we're bad if we don't want men to dress up as women and use the bathrooms of our daughters. We're transphobes then. We're homophobes then. That's okay. But when they go out and they are pro-abortion activists, are in the streets, and other activists who are pro-life show up and want to record them and have conversations and ask them why. The pro-baby murderer activists wish violence, sexual violence, on pro-life activists who happen to be at the same protest, protesting two different things. There are people that are protesting in favor of murdering babies. There are people protesting in the favor of saving babies because they're human with separate heartbeats and DNA and they should not be killed. So I have another video that was filmed. It was short. It's basically it's pro-abortion violence. It's going to show a pro-baby murdering activist harass a pro-life activist and wish rape on them. Yes, they wish the party of tolerance and acceptance, who wants to divide everybody by whatever gender they are and whatever they identify as. You identify as a cupcake, you identify as a unicorn, you're a guy that wants to cut off his balls and dress as a woman. I don't know what you are.
They want us. They want to force us to play the game. They want to pass laws that they all have rights, which they do because they're humans. You have human rights. It's already in the Constitution. It's already there. Civil Rights Acts and all that good stuff. They're already protected, but it's not good enough because conservatives didn't do it. Conservatives are bad because they don't want your kids exposed, our kids exposed to this. But they're allowed to harass and be violent with counter protesters who actually want to save babies. They want to assassinate Supreme Court justices who want to save babies and strike down Roe v. Wade, which the Democrats fundraised on with hundreds of millions of dollars. I think they wanted Roe v. Wade to be struck down because they made it into an unbelievable fundraiser for their Democrat campaigns. That's a fact. And then here you have these animals.
This is my city. What are you doing here? You're trying to antagonize people, so go the fuck away. Go the fuck away. Go the fuck away. It's simple. Go the fuck away.
She's so
home.
Why don't we just let her get pregnant? Wow.
That'd be great.
I would carry full term.
Yeah,
I'm sure you would. And you'd be traumatized for life.
She's traumatized already.
She already is. I'm not the one who looks traumatized here.
Yeah, you can go. You can go. We're going to stay together. We're going to stay together the rest of the day.
How would you say you're for women, but then tell women she should get raped?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
How would you?
Why are you antagonizing people? Why are you antagonizing people?
I have video evidence of it.
Why are you antagonizing people?
That is disgusting.
No, she's sitting with your elders. Come with your elders.
Full hate.
We've been fighting for this for 50 years.
She's so young.
I hope you guys have a good day.
Hateful. How hateful can you get? Maybe you should go. She's so pretty. She should get raped and be forced to be a mother. And what did the pro-life activist say? I would carry that baby to full term. That's what she said. And this piece of garbage just happened in DC just like a few days ago, I believe October 8th. Literally. Says, get out of my city. Like, this ain't your city. This ain't your city, bitch. This is a free country. You could both be there protesting what you want to protest. Freedom to assemble. Peacefully assemble. What that woman was doing, what that girl or that savage was doing was not peaceful. Get the fuck out of here. You're a piece of shit. Oh, she should get raped. A woman, at least over the age of 50, telling a young woman, oh, maybe she's so pretty. Maybe we should let her get raped. Wishing sexual violence on a woman because she's pro-life. I didn't see any antagonizing there. She was videoing what was going on, and she was obviously a pro-life activist. So, yeah, this is where they're at. And it's not going to stop. They're going to keep doing it. But they're going to attack Republicans because we're questioning elections. We're questioning elections. Meanwhile, CNN ran a poll just recently. Only 32% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's handling of inflation. And apparently it's a top swing state issue. Yeah, and I think that number's high. I think a lot less approve of President Joe Biden's president of Sleepy Joe's handling of inflation. And I think the inflation issue is not the top, one of the biggest midterm election issues at the ballot box is that our recession and the pricing and the energy now dependence we are, and the money that we keep printing and sending over to Ukraine with the amount of corruption that's going on. I don't know if you noticed recently the increase in social media bots. If you're active on social media, like my page, they're not following, but they're coming on and they are, and you can tell they have like 14 friends and they're very scripted in what their comments are, trying to antagonize people. So they can then, if you antagonize them enough, if they antagonize you enough in the hopes to you respond in something that they can report and get you banned or thrown off the platform for violating community standards,
that's pretty much their sole purpose, is to try to antagonize and get pages shut down, get people suspended and banned, because we're less than a month away from the midterms. I believe that's one of the reasons why my Instagram page was completely nuked for no reason. I didn't have any community standard violations. They didn't have me on a warning or restriction. I just woke up one morning and it was 8,000 followers and boom, it was gone. It was gone. I put political memes on there and nothing about the hot button issues, you know, with, you know, the jab and stuff like that. It really wasn't anything racy, just about election and everything else. The election's coming up. And it was getting a far reach. I was reaching a lot of people, and maybe they were doing an audit and they says, you know what, this page isn't in line with us. Just, you know, and it happened before the 2020 election. I pray to God it's not going to happen to the Facebook page, but you never know. I may wake up and I may lose all of you as followers and Facebook might be gone. That's why if you have Rumble, subscribe to the Rumble channel, please. The Great Divide podcast with Alan Jacoby. Get me on Getter. I'm Alan Jacoby 1776 on Getter. Get me over there. Truth Social, The Great Divide 1776. You know, you can just, it's not easy. You have to keep ducking and weaving in this climate where they're trying to delete us. That's what they're trying to do. So one other video I wanted to show, this is pretty sick. This was actually two. Let me go into this one first. The January 6th committee hearing is, I believe, starts, reconvenes tomorrow for the last one. And I'm hearing a lot of is going to be about, they're harping on Roger Stone and saying that he was involved in the January 6th riots, or one of the orchestrators, promoting violence and everything else. First of all, Roger Stone, who I'm friends with, left and wasn't there on the 6th. He left on the 5th and he never went to the Capitol, never went to the Ellipse, the whole thing. He left the hotel. He spoke at a Stop the Steal rally. So there's a video clip I had posted on my Facebook earlier today that this was the first day. This is the first time I saw it, actually. And this video, I believe, needs to be shared high and wide. This is Roger Stone himself. It's a 25-second video, literally on January 5th, speaking at a little rally they were having, Virginia Women for Trump, okay? And he's behind a podium, and he's talking about what might happen the next day with plants and denouncing violence. Now, I'm imagining the video I'm going to play right now will not be played at a January 6th hearing tomorrow. That they will not play this, but they will try to play all of the edited video that they have from two Danish filmmakers who I'm sure have been paid money to edit some more. Again, all you hear Roger Stone on multiple times denouncing violence. He did say, I think a quote, Antifa, shoot to kill. I don't know what that quite means. But I can interpret it, and I agree with it. Antifa, because of what they've done. Sorry, am I promoting violence? Anyway, it's Roger Stone. Important to know that this is in D.C. on January the 5th, the day before the Fed's erection.
What we're committed to is the truth, to speak the truth, to fight the truth, to live for the truth. And the truth is, Donald Trump won this election. Tomorrow, when the left tries to bait you, let's be very clear. We renounce violence. They are the violent ones.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Tries to bait you, let's be very clear. We renounce violence.
You heard him
say
it, right?
They are the violent ones.
Oh. Roger Stone on January 5th talking about denouncing violence. When the left goes and baits you on January 6th, the day after this speech, we denounce violence. The left promotes violence. And that is the 100% hard truth. Whether you're on here and you believe Donald Trump won or not, what Roger Stone just said was an opinion
based on what he's seen, I believe it. I think it's fact. I do now, looking into it. I was skeptical at first, but I do believe that there is no possible way, mathematical way, Joe Biden won the election without some sort of cheating and rigging. I'm sorry. That's just what I see. But you can say that that's an opinion and allow it to be said. This is America. We're allowed to have an opinion. But Roger Stone just denounced violence on January 5th, 2020, the day before. And that's important. And that's why this video needs to be shared high and low. The video you're watching right now on Facebook should be shared too. So hit the share button. One more video before we wrap up. This is a sick transgender, whatever he calls himself. It is a man dressed up as a very ugly woman who went on a dating app in an attempt to meet a 13-year-old child and show them the sex toy and show them how to use it on themselves. And they were confronted, I believe, by a group in Colorado who hunts predators. But I want to show this video, and this is sick. It's a Colorado Ped Patrol, they call it. It's a TikTok that they put up. Listen, it's very important at this point to pay attention to what your kids are doing online, in school, and everything else. This sick fuck in a wig, what looks like maybe has breast implants, it's obviously a man. He was very blatant about basically what the plan is in a McDonald's parking lot waiting to meet a 13-year-old child. Now, I don't know if this Colorado Ped Patrol was actually the 13-year-old child baiting this individual, which, you know, the police do it, law enforcement do it, and say, hey, I give anybody credit that's willing to do that and talk that way to adults in an attempt to expose them as the sick pedophiles that they are, which people on the left doesn't want you to call them pedophiles or want you to respect them as humans and call them MAPS, minor attracted people. Give me a fucking break. They're disgusting pedophiles who abuse children, and they should do the same thing with pedophiles that they do with a dog that attacks a child and put it down. I said it. You heard it right. I don't care. I don't care. Any rational thinking person would think the same way about someone who hurts a child. And to those that think these people should be respected because they're human and humanity and dignity, well, you're a pedophile sympathizer and you're sick and you could swing from the tree with them. And that it I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. So it's just disturbing that there are so many people like this in our society. It is unbelievable. Check this animal out.
You asked her, the 13-year-old, if she knew what this site was for. What is this site for? What is the site for? Because you
dating.
Asked the question.
Dating.
Yeah. What else? Just dating?
Dating.
So are you dating a 13-year-old?
No. I can meet people.
You sure can. Yes, you can. You cannot meet a child. You cannot meet a child.
There's no law against that.
You want
yes,
bet?
There is.
You want to bet?
I cannot say I want to have sex. It's illegal.
You're
we can do anything else. Kissing is okay. I won't do anything illegal today. You will have to force me to do things, you
That's
said.
That's right. She will have to force me. And no 13-year-old.
A 13-year-old child, you're going to lure them out of their house to force her to do shit to you? Are you fucking insane?
A 13-year-old's not going to force me to do anything. That's why I said you have to force me.
Into the bathroom and take pics of yourself undressing for me.
Oh, well.
Oh, well? A 13-year-old child? That's a 7th grader. You think this is funny? I think it's going to be funny when we see that toy that the sheriffs pull out of your car, buddy.
I got it right here.
I've got it right here,
good,
too.
Good. Keep it there, because the police are about to
a
see
sex
it.
Toy.
You're going to give her a spinner when you guys hit it off?
I wasn't going to give it to her if we didn't like each other.
Fair. Sex toy.
You going to hold her hand?
Why not?
Jesus Christ.
It's okay?
Sure.
Going to kiss her? It's okay? You find nothing wrong with that.
No.
You gonna teach her how to sex in that truck? That's okay?
No, I wasn't gonna teach her that.
Then why'd you say it?
I never said I was gonna teach her that.
You said, she said, if we go
you
to
determine.
This-
and the arguing just ensues. The bottom line is these people exist and they're out there. All walks of life. Some of them are teachers. Some of them are drag queens. Some of them are just sickos. This is like a Caitlyn Jenner on meth.
that is out to meet a 13-year-old and teach them how to masturbate in a car with a sex toy, feeling that it's okay to kiss them and hold their hands. I have a daughter that's going to be 10, and it haunts me because I'm in this fight and I pay attention to what's going on, probably more than a lot of you, because my nose is in it all day, every day, looking at the news. I don't know if that sicko was arrested. I honestly don't know. The video was sent to me, and I wanted to share it just to show that these people are out there. And the flip side of it is that there are people that want to protect these sick pedophile child predators. And the people that want to protect these sickos are people on the left, are Democrats. They're liberals. And I'm sorry, but anybody that casts a vote for people that want to protect individuals like that, they have no, in my opinion, they have no place in society. And it's concerning. It concerns me every day that I send my kid to school in the hopes that she's going to be okay. And I pay attention. You know, I consider my kid a little different because my wife and I, we talk to our child and let her know about the evils that are out there. And she knows. It's not all sprinkles and cupcakes and rainbow farts or unicorn farts. That's what I meant to say. Life, you know, humanity is probably the most dangerous thing in the world. Humanity, because of the people that are in it and move and shake and duck and weave and disguise themselves as normal people, but they're really sick. Sick, sick predators that want to hurt people, especially children. It kills me watching stuff like that and listening to it, just knowing. Anyone who's a parent would feel the same. Even if you're not a parent, you have to feel the same. These people are out there and they're online trying to meet your children. So it's sick. You got to protect your kids. You have to protect your kids. We're less than a month away from midterms. You're going to hear me say it every show, the countdown. I'm not going to be here for Freedom Friday. I have a family engagement. I will be back Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, the Great Steak Breakfast Podcast with my boys, Roan and Noah from the Steak for Breakfast Podcast, where we came together and now we have the Great Steak Breakfast on Saturday mornings live, which is getting a lot of engagement and views. So if you're interested in having coffee with us on a Saturday morning, we bring you everything America first, from what's going on in primary, in elections and campaigns, what's going on as far as policy. It's probably the most America first podcast in the country. And that's Saturday mornings, the Great Steak Breakfast Podcast at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. You should tune in. Hit the share button. Please share this. Again, thank you for following. You guys are unbelievable with the follows. The page really blew up. The Facebook page really blew up this weekend. Get me on Getter. Get me on Truth Social. Listen, again, news alert. Truth Social is officially available in the Google Play Store. So if you have an Android, you have no excuse. Get the app, download it, get an account, and follow me, the Great Divide Podcast, on Truth Social. And go over to mypatriotcigars.com, pick up some cigars for yourself, for someone you like, you love. There's gift cards on there. The cigars are amazing. I am a huge cigar guy. I'm a collector. I'm a smoker. I've been smoking forever. And, you know, mypatriotcigars.com, you can save 15% by using promo code CIGAR15. Roger Stone smokes Patriot cigars. He loves them. And Roger Stone is very picky. He loves his cigars. He loves his fashion. He loves his food. So if you want to smoke what Roger Stone is smoking, go to mypatriotcigars.com and pick up some. Free shipping on orders over $100. There's a sampler pack on there. There's gift cards. If you buy a box, you get a free e-gift card for $10 on your next purchase. And you can save 15% on with your promo code CIGAR15. So get over there and get some cigars. All right. Until then, everybody, I will be back Saturday morning on the Great Steak Breakfast Podcast right here, 10 a.m. Eastern, wherever you're watching.
You share on Facebook, follow, Getter, Rumble, Cloud Hub. Make sure you're downloading the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV if you have it. There's a lot of podcasts on there that you'll enjoy. And Truth Social, get the app. It's in Google Play Store. So, all right, everybody. Until then, I'll see you soon. I'll see you on Saturday. Take care of yourselves, and God bless America. Take it easy.